Do you wish that all things wealth and finance were much easier to understand and not presented by a bunch of beige cardigan-wearing geeks? Welcome to the Clever Investor Podcast, where we're dishing up the easiest-to-understand finance program served in bite-sized chunks, so your brain will thank you as your knowledge grows. Hosted by the brilliant Owen Taylor, a multiple award-winning expert with a glorious knack for explaining the complex world of wealth in the simplest of ways.
Hey, clever investors, and welcome to another show. This week, I pose the question, what is Wall Street? Well, often depicted in movies as the pinnacle of the financial world and constantly popping up in our weekly news broadcasts, Wall Street is a symbol of financial power and influence. But what exactly is it? Wall Street is more than a street in Lower Manhattan, New York. It's the beating heart of the American financial system. This bustling epicenter is home to some of the world's largest financial institutions, including banks, stock exchanges, and investment firms. At its core, Wall Street serves as the center of the stock market in the United States. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, two of the most prominent stock exchanges globally, are based here. These exchanges provide a platform for buying and selling shares of publicly listed companies. Investment banks are another crucial component of Wall Street. These help companies raise capital by issuing stocks and bonds. They facilitate mergers, acquisitions, and other complex financial transactions for these corporations. In turn, these institutions play a pivotal role in shaping the economy by providing financial advice and services to businesses of all shapes and sizes. Hedge funds and mutual funds get managed by financial experts who also operate on Wall Street. These funds pull money from various investors and strategically invest it across different assets like the stocks and bonds and the commodities we already talked about. Now, their goal is pretty obvious. It's to generate returns for their investors, although their strategies and risk levels can vary wildly. Historically, there's been some highs and some lows. The term Wall Street has transcended the geographical boundaries to represent the broader financial industry, including all its highs and lows. The street has seen historic booms and devastating crashes, shaping the global economy. The Great Depression of 1929, triggered by the stock market crash, originated from the activities on Wall Street. In more recent times, the financial crisis of 2008 was rooted in the risky lending practices and the US housing market collapses, and it originated partly from the actions taken on Wall Street. The fallout from these events reverberated globally, leading to widespread economic downturns and highlighting the substantial impact Wall Street can have on the world's financial health. The people working on Wall Street are often stereotyped as power brokers and high-flying financiers. Investment bankers, traders, analysts, and brokers are amongst many of the professionals who make up this financial hub. They spend their time analyzing market trends, evaluating investments, opportunities, and then execute trades on behalf of their clients. Sometimes they do get it all wrong. The ups and the downs and the controversies and the complexities have been going on for a long time. While Wall Street exerts considerable influence on global finance, it's not without controversy. Criticism often focuses on a perceived role in the income inequality, as some believe the financial sector gains are disproportionate to the benefits of a select few. Additionally, concerns about market manipulation, conflicts of interest, ethical lapses have sparked debates about regulation and accountability within the industry. It's been going on for years, and I really think anything to do with money, there's always going to be those arguments as well. Understanding Wall Street is crucial because of its effects on everyone, directly and indirectly. The performance of the stock market can impact retirement savings, job opportunities, and overall economic stability. Economic policies, corporate decisions, and global financial trends all intersect on this very famous street, making it a barometer of the financial health. Wall Street represents the engine that drives the major economies forward. Its institutions facilitate the flow of capital, enable businesses to grow, and provide individuals with investment opportunities. However, its complexities and occasional controversies highlight the need for transparency, regulation, and responsible financial practices to ensure stability and fairness in the financial world. The impact of Wall Street extends beyond the stock markets. The decisions made here influence interest rates, currencies, and even worldwide government policies. Central banks around the world closely monitor Wall Street activities, as they can influence the stabilities of their own economies. For instance, if Wall Street experiences a significant downturn, it might prompt other central banks to adjust their interest rates or implement other measures to stabilize their local economies. The connection of global financial markets means that what happens on Wall Street doesn't just stay confined to its physical location. News of major economic events or a shift in investor confidence on Wall Street can and will quickly travel worldwide, affecting markets in Asia, Europe, and down here in Australia, for the positive and for the negative. This link underscores the significant pull Wall Street has in shaping the broader global financial landscape. I hope you've enjoyed today's edition of the Clever Investor Podcast. If you liked it, please hit that like button. Leave us a comment. Tell your friends and your family about it. You want to catch up with us again soon? Jump on to the Blue Wealth Property website and come along and see some of our education events. I'll see you again next week for another edition of the Clever Investor Podcast.
You have been listening to the Clever Investor Podcast, proudly sponsored this week by Blue Wealth Property. Are you ready to start a new investment journey? Get in touch with the industry leaders, Blue Wealth Property. Blue Wealth have a proven track record in using research to identify growth markets, and Blue Wealth have supported thousands of Australians to buy the right property in the right market at the right time. Go to bluewealth.com.au.
As some believe that the financial sector gains are the financial sector's gains are very